there she goes again, walking up that mountain, wishing like an eagle she had wings to fly. I hear tell on the top there is a fountain where she cries and cries, cries and cries into a fountain of sorrow. She cries. Won't be long now till that fountain's overflowing. What will she do with the sadness she can't hide? I guess those tears are gonna roll right down the mountain as she cries and cries, cries and cries into a fountain of sorrow. She cries. She hears the night wind calling, it whispers her name, saying, let this flowing river ease your pain. Still she knows in her heart she'll never be the same. She lost love, now there's nothing else to gain. Whoa. Wonder if she ever found the wings to fly. I hear tell she dove right into the fountain where she cries and cries, cries and cries. Now she's the fountain of sorrow. She cries where she cries and cries, cries and cries. She's the fountain of sorrow. She cries. Whoa.
And that was the song She Cries. Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and I'm here with Cedar Edge-based musician Beth Williams. Beth is an indie folk singer, songwriter, storyteller, yodeler, and hippie bohemian cowgirl. I got that directly from your bio. Yeah. So you actually give yodeling lessons.
I do. You know, it's a funny thing. If you go to YouTube, my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music, there's a thing called Yodeling in Heaven, and it's a song that I wrote, and it tells why I learned to yodel, how I hated yodeling growing up. It's just this whole long story and why I learned, and how I was playing at the Hyatt Regency in Austin, Texas for 7 years. And three Japanese men came in, and because of them, I learned to yodel. So you have to go watch the video to learn. And I really just yodel just a tiny bit. And, but like I say, people like it. I did a whole CD of songs where I yodeled, I wrote my own yodels just because people liked it. In fact, one of the songs that hopefully we'll play today is one of the ones I added a yodel to. I don't want to, you know, it's weird. People almost pigeonholed me as a yodeler because when they hear me yodel, but I'm really just a little bit of yodeling.
Well, I think it's because yodeling is a very, it's a skill that not everyone has. So, in fact, to me, it seems like yodeling is one of those things that either you can do or you can't do. I didn't know it could actually be taught.
Actually, that's not the truth. And so that's what's so interesting to me. Because when I, here we go, we're going to talk about the yodeling thing. But when I decided to learn to yodel when I was at the Hyatt, I went and took a yodeling lesson because I wondered, how do you learn to yodel? And I found a lady in, I forget where she was, somewhere in Texas, but her name was Jill Jones. She was a champion yodeler. And I went and she showed me how to yodel. And I was like, oh my gosh, all this time, I thought that yodelers, it was like a special trick or treat that they did in their throat. And it was like special. And then I realized it's not. And in fact, I did a thing called How to Yodel. You can go and see that on my YouTube channel. And I've had like over 100,000 views of people who wanted to know how to yodel. All it is really is you take a yodel and you slow it down, you memorize it, and you speed it up. That's all you do. So the yodels that you hear, like if you go back to Roy Rogers or all the old cowboy yodelers, you'll hear people today, Sons of the Pioneers, they just go and they just copy those, and then they add yodels to it. And then I realized you can write your own yodels. So it's really just a thing. You just do it real slow, and then you speed it up. So, yeah, I can teach you to yodel someday.
I want to learn.
I will show you how, for
it's
sure.
It's about time I get some kind of musical skill. Why not start with yodeling?
Why not? Yeah.
You're obviously from Texas, it sounds like. Tell me a little bit about your life growing up there and how you got into music.
Okay. Well, actually, my dad was in the military. So I actually was raised overseas until I was 17. So I was born in Puerto Rico. He was stationed at Ramey Air Force Base. We lived in Okinawa twice. We lived in the Philippines. We lived in Pakistan. And then he retired when I was 17 in San Antonio, Texas. So I've been in Texas since then, and I'm a lot older now. And so, and I started out singing, you know, as soon as I got out of high school. I started singing in bars because at the time you could sing in bars and drink when you were 18. So I did that. And through all the years, I've been in all kinds of different bands. And we moved to Colorado 4 years ago, about 4.5 years ago. Out of the blue one day, my husband said, I want to retire and I want to move to Colorado. And I'm like, what? Because I'd never been here. And so a month later, basically, we had moved. We found a house in Cedar Ridge, the first house that we looked at. We made an offer and gave the guy 24 hours to say yes or no, because we had to keep looking. We were just driving around Colorado randomly looking for places. And so that's how I ended up here. So in Texas, you know, I always performed, and we ended up living in Mason, Texas, which is a small West Texas town. So that's it. Yeah. But I was never part of the Texas scene so much. I've always kind of been off on the sidelines, I guess.
But you were a session singer. Did you do that in Texas?
Well, I am a session singer now. I didn't do it so much in Texas, but I have my own small recording studio. It's called Hill Country Recording, because I've done the whole thing of spending a whole lot of money having, you know, recordings done. I did my first album in 1987, and it was an album. And, you know, and I've spent a lot of money. But since I'm not, like, actively pursuing trying to be a star, I'm not trying to be a hugely successful musician, singer-songwriter. I'm not doing that thing. And so it didn't make sense to keep spending a lot of money on recordings when you're not going to make the money back. And so as an indie artist, I thought, okay, I'll get my own studio. So I did that. And that's when I started giving some voice lessons and guitar and doing recording. And then now, because I have my little studio, I'm a session singer for a studio in Nashville and one in Texas and Colorado. Sometimes I do some stuff with David Snyder, who we love. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I've done a couple of things for him in his studio as a session singer. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, I like it.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Beth Williams, who's a local musician here. She's a singer-songwriter. She has her own studio. We're going to hear more about all the different things that she does as a musician. And But before we do, let's hear another song. So now we're going to hear the song Voices. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
You bet. Voices is off my In This Old House CD. And when I recorded that CD, it was in Texas, and it's a great recording, I think. It was wonderful musicians. Lloyd Maines produced it. Terry Hendricks kind of was sort of a co-producer. And I actually had all of my songs recorded, and it was the night before we were finishing up the session, and I was going to do this other song, and this song, Voices, came to me. I mean, it's just like, bam, it hit me in the face. I wasn't even trying to write a song. And as I wrote this song, I just started weeping and, you know, just drooling, crying. And it was my truth. And the song is Voices. Stop listening to voices inside your head. Because throughout my life, I've really struggled with self-esteem. I'm a recovered alcoholic, 27 years. Thank you, Lord. For me, throughout my life, I've always felt like everyone's better. They're prettier. They're more talented. I'm worthless. I just have had really deep-seated issues of low self-worth. And so writing this song, Voices, it was kind of like my truth hit me in the face that like, oh, you need to stop listening to this negative chatter that you have inside your head. And so I ended up recording it the next day. I walked into the studio and said, I got this song. What do you think? Because I didn't know. And even when I sang it for the producer, I was just crying. Going, what do you think of this? Just weeping because I didn't know if he was going to say, well, that's a dumb song. And just a little.
Isn't that funny that that's what the song is about?
Yeah.
And you thought that he wouldn't like it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it's still something I struggle with, but not as much because I'm aware that most people do struggle with it. And if it's just something you have to take it, you have to just grab a hold of it and say, I'm doing that. But a little FYI on Voices, because all the musicians had pretty much gone home. You know, we were just about done with the CD. And Lloyd, we needed some drums and we didn't have a drummer. So Lloyd took some brushes to play drums with, but there was no drums. So he was walking around the studio looking for something to bang on, and he was banging on different things, and he found an old beer box that he flipped upside down. So the drums that you hear on this is actually an old empty beer box.
You'd surely fail, full of fear and self-doubt. It overflows and comes out, saying you're homely, you're unworthy, and your skin's too pale. Stop listening to voices. Stop listening to voices inside your head. Stop listening to voices. Yeah. if you care. Ignore the chatter from upstairs. Those childhood voices take you nowhere but on the tour despair. Lift your head, hold it high, roll up your sleeves, look at the sky. Give it all you got, go on now, fly, fly and stop listening to voices.
And that was the song Voices from Beth Williams. Thank you so much for being here, Beth.
Thanks. It's great to be in here. I'm just excited.
You're going to be performing next Tuesday at the Paonia Library. That's June 13th.
I am. Yeah, you know, I'm just doing a solo, and my granddaughter is here visiting from Texas, so I might just put her on a snare drummer and give her a couple of brushes. She could slap around on that, and I'll just be doing songs off my, I think I have 7 CDs. I'm not sure, but I'll be doing, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, different kinds of songs for them. Just all original stuff, pretty much. I'll yodel a little bit, of course, because they'll probably want me to.
And you started out, or at least part of your experience has been as a gospel singer.
Correct.
So can you talk about, you know, your first experiences doing that? And I always think that that's really great training for a singer, partly because you're working collaboratively, but partly because when you're singing in a gospel choir, there has to be some real feeling behind what you're putting out there.
Right. Yeah. And so actually it was when I was living in Okinawa that I started playing guitar when I was 14. And well, it's kind of a long story. You know, I accepted the Lord when I was 10, but then, you know, stuff happened. But I started writing songs immediately as soon as I started playing guitar. And then I sort of had an awakening with the Lord when Andre Crouch and the Disciples, I don't know if you remember them, but they came to visit the Kubasaki High School where I was going to school. And so that something happened to me. And so then I started writing lots of gospel songs. And in fact, it's interesting because then when I was 15, I think it was when I was 15, there was a talent show at the high school, Kubasaki High School, and no one knew I sang. I was a real wallflower, real insecure, you know, just stayed off by myself, pretty much, just had one or two friends, and they had a talent show, and I decided to enter it because I had a song that I'd written called My Lord's Song. And I went to the warm-up ahead of time, and I was so afraid. I got in front of the microphone, and I actually said a bad word, and I ran off the stage crying because I couldn't do it. I was so upset.
You said a bad word?
I did, yeah, which was like, okay, this doesn't make sense because you're going to sing a Christian song. And I ran off the stage, and I can't do it. And I had a boy that I was dating at that time over there, and I saw him and I told him I was so upset. I can't, you know, I just can't do it. I'm not going to be able to be in the talent contest. And he said, well, I don't think you should because you're not going to win anyhow and you're not that good. I mean, he just really blasted me with, why would you even try? And I was so upset. And then I got mad. So I was like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? And so I actually went and did the talent contest and I won it. First place.
Gosh, sometimes getting mad is what it takes
sometimes,
to get motivated.
You know, it was just the crazy. I had no fear. I remember, you know, I was just a kid, obviously, but I walked down the stage with my little guitar and a song that I'd written. I think I was the only one that did an original song. Maybe somebody else did. And I sang my Lord's song, and then when they called my name as the winner, the boy that I had talked about, he was backstage with me then, and he was like, oh, you won. So through the years, I've written a lot of gospel songs. I have several gospel CDs. I have one called Acoustic Scriptures, where I just took scriptures from the Bible and put music to it. And then I have Steady Conversations with the Lord, which is old hymn. So I've done a lot of gospel. And I think a lot of my songs, like one of the songs that we're going to listen to, I think, is Now. And it says, say your prayers every morning, you know. And so that's where my faith comes from. So yeah, I do gospel. And so sometimes I go to women's retreats and do gospel stuff.
You were saying earlier while we were listening to the last song that you were feeling a little conflicted.
Yeah. I'm not conflicted about being a Christian. I mean, that is, I believe in the Lord. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 10, and I'm with that. I'm good with that. I am conflicted because of the political season. And for me, it's not even about politics. And I certainly, my dad always told me never discuss politics or religion with people because you'll certainly fight with them. And I really have stuck to that until this time around. And I am not a Trump supporter, and I would never fight. I'm not going to fight with anybody about it. But for me, it has nothing to do with politics, nothing. It has to do with good and bad, right and wrong, evil and good. And so I have many Christian friends of mine are huge supporters, and I am not. And so that's difficult for me. The Jesus and the God of my understanding, who is a loving God, and this person who people like me are supporting. So anyhow, it has been a very, very difficult time for me, but my faith continues to be strong.
And I'm speaking with Beth Williams. She's a Cedar Edge-based musician, and she's going to be playing at the Paonia Library on Tuesday, June 13th. She's also playing with the Scones right now in their Summer of Love project. Yeah. And then something called Dawson Spring.
Yes, Dawson Springs. That is Larry Claxton, Paul Frazier of the Solar Brothers. I'm sure you know them, Metamucil Boys and all that.
Of course,
And TK. Larry called. I heard Larry when I first moved to Cedar Ridge playing his bass, and I just felt drawn to him because he's just, I don't know, just got a light spirit. And I asked him, you know, would you like to play with me? Would you like to do a gig or, you know, do something? He's like, nah, I'm not playing anymore. And so we blew that off. And out of the blue, about 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, a month or more than that, he just called and said, I want to put a project together. And are you interested? And I'm like, yeah, I am so lonesome because I do so many solo things. And I want to, I'll do it. And I said, but we have to have a name for the group. And he said, well, you know, I was born and raised in Dawson Springs, Kentucky. And I said, okay, good. That's our name.
All right. Easy.
So that's what we're doing. And we're just doing, that's just old songs, you know, like we're doing Ain't No Grave and just some really great old tunes. And then, of course, not long after that, the Scones, Helen and Rick, they called me. I actually interviewed them for my show and mentioned Dawson Springs. And then they called me and asked if I would be interested in joining their Summer of Love. And I'm like, yes, of course, I would love that.
That's going to be fun.
It is so fun. We've already done some gigs, and the harmonies are outstanding. And I love singing harmony. We're doing Cherry Days, of course, and Strawberry Days and Glenwood Springs.
Oh, so fun. You talked about your show. You interviewed the Scones on your show. So you have a syndicated radio show that you do for a station in New Zealand. And it's also now airing on a station in Texas.
Correct.
Tell me about the show and how it happened.
Yeah, it's another one of those crazy things. You know, it had to do with the New Zealand with this woman who found me on YouTube singing. And actually, when this woman found me on YouTube, she sent me an email asking if I wanted to come to New Zealand. Well, I hit delete. I mean, I deleted it. I was like, you're crazy. Who are you? You know, because you're those weirdos out there. And I couldn't imagine someone wanting me to come to New Zealand. So anyhow, it ended up that I did retrieve that email later, and I went to New Zealand, and the people who interviewed me, because I was one of the headliners, and they interviewed me before I performed, and it was IC Radio, International Connection Radio. And afterwards, when I was being taken back to the airport, I mentioned to a guy, you know, I always kind of wanted to be a DJ, just try talking on the radio. And this guy told them, well, they contacted me and said, would you like to send us something. So I just put like 10 minutes together of what I would sound like on the radio. And they said, okay, you're it. So I've done 16 shows now. I do it weekly. And they played on IC Radio 3 times a week. And then KFAN in Texas, they were the first ones that I recall playing my first album in 1987. So they've been playing my music all these years. They support indie songwriters. And they've picked it up. And it's airing once a week. And so hopefully I can come do something over here, too.
Yeah. I hope so, too. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Need a show on KVNF.
Yeah.
The show is called the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show.
Yeah.
You play a lot of music that you're not going to hear otherwise if you don't put those artists out there, which is one of the great things about working at KVNF as well. We get to expose people to a lot of artists that don't. You know, they don't have a whole huge team behind them pushing their music out there.
Exactly. And that was my whole thing is, you know, since they were going to let me do whatever I wanted, it was immediate that, you know, there are so many musicians, as you well know, I'm sure, who are songwriters who are phenomenal. They're so great. But maybe they don't have a pushy personality themselves. Maybe they're not a business person. I mean, it's a hard business. You know, I mean, I know musicians that are like better than many of the people I hear on the radio that are in the charts, but they don't have a team behind them. They're not them. You know, a lot of them are very gentle souls is what I find. You know, they're not good at promoting themselves, and they don't have the money to pay someone to support them or promote them. And so for me, it's just been a fabulous thing to take people that no one has heard, you know, or maybe they've heard them a little bit, and getting their songs on the air. I just really get a kick out of, you know, I don't really want to play people on the show who are successful or in the charts or anything. It isn't that. It's more just people who are, you know, just help them get their music rippling across the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's go out with one more song, and I've been here with Beth Williams, and again, you can catch her at the library this Tuesday, June 13th, and this last song is called Now.
Yes, it's about let go of the past and just, you know, be happy right now.
Try and fly. Soar like a high-flying bird. Don't be afraid, stand up and deliver a new song no one has ever heard. And love like you know Jesus. Catch someone before they fall. Say your prayers every morning and say your prayers anytime at all. And don't look back. Be happy where you're at. Be happy where you're at now. Be happy now, now. Water your garden and tend to it every day. Forgive and pardon those who sin against you on your way. Dance into the universe. Brush your teeth, comb your hair, take a bath, clean the house. Remember, first things first. Yeah, and don't look back. Be happy where you're at now, now. Don't look back. Be happy where you're at now.
Personal, no
more wasting time, stick to the plan. Face your fear, and when your fear says you can't, shout, yes, I can, oh, yes, I can. And stay humble, remember there before the grace of God. Tell the truth, do your best, assume nothing, play ball with your dog. I said play ball with your dog. And don't look back.